Nikki, have you pulled up our website lately?
Oh my gosh.
Welcome back to Simple Tech Media Podcast, Episode 7. We're here for a new week and we're going to get right to it. We like to start our episodes off by talking about things that we're pushing ourselves to do that is new or different, or maybe just something that we haven't done in a long time. Last week, Nikki took charge of our podcast and she edited it for the first time. And I think she did a fantastic job. I will say, behind the scenes, we are getting better at condensing what we're saying, and the recordings aren't quite so long. So then the edits are a little bit smoother, a little bit easier. But Nikki, what was it like editing a podcast for the very first time?
It was fun and exciting, but very different. When I'm editing my videos, I just have my video and then I have my video and audio track. So it's pretty seamless. Whenever I make a cut, it cuts it nice and smooth. Whereas our podcast, we have two videos going with two audio tracks going, and then when we put anything else in between, there is a lot of room for error. And then the one thing I didn't take into consideration, we're in different locations, so there's a delay which you don't really notice until you're editing. Because your audio track will be on with what you're saying, and my audio track is on with what I'm saying, but then because there's a delay, we're both speaking at the same exact time, and I'm like, oh, how in the world am I going to fix the delay but keep my mouth saying what the audio is saying that I'm saying? And it was very interesting, very exciting, very difficult for the first time. So if there was some mistakes with the audio and all of that, I apologize. I will promise to get better, but it was new, very different.
I think that you did a great job. It was interesting for me to stop and listen to it and watch it, where I hadn't been the one to edit it. That was a fun experience for me to go through, but you did a good job.
Thank
And
you.
there were some things at the end, that last minute scramble of trying to, okay, now how do I export it and how do I upload it
Oh,
and what do
yeah.
I do with that? I just realized I never uploaded it to Spotify for last week, so I'll have
That
to get that done.
was one thing that I didn't even think about until the very end. Because it takes a significant amount of time for it to export from our software, and then not only export from the software, but then to upload it and process on YouTube and get all of that done. It takes a while. And so I was focused on just getting it, our deadline Thursday morning, getting it up and processed on YouTube. And then I completely forgot about every single other outlet that I needed to put it on. And so when I woke up Thursday morning, I was like, oh my goodness, I still have every single other one that I need to do. And then I got your text that said, just put it on this. That is RSS. Is that what it is? Yeah, I have never even heard of that before, but that, so good. You just upload it to there and it
It's
pushes
so
it.
nice.
So fantastic. So then
Yes.
I was able to
It
just
pushes it
quickly.
over. It's so nice. You can just go to that RSS feed and you upload it there. You add your little spiel about whatever your description is for that week, and then it just pushes it straight on there. Initially, I did not have the Apple Podcast set up to that. But I realized, hey, I could add that one on there as well. So it just pushes it all out there to iHeart, to Pandora, Apple Podcasts. Spotify, I don't have set that way. And I don't know if I can set it that way and I just need to or what. But that's been the only other one that I've done separately.
Yeah,
So,
and that was
well,
it
I
was
think
pretty
you did a great
seamless.
job. So,
Thank you.
yeah.
It was. That's exactly what it was. It just was. Very new, very different. But I promise I will continue to learn and get better. It was just very tricky at first.
I got some feedback from my brother on this one this week, and he watched it, and I caught him the other day because he asked me what my background was now for the podcast, and I said, "You're not watching them." He said,
Oh.
"I work for a living, Tina. I have things to do." So that was pretty funny. But he did text me Sunday morning, and let me go ahead and find what he said because I thought it was nice. Oh, this was from my brother. Sunday morning. He said, how confusing has your life become with two Nikkis to talk about and to talk to all the time? So I laughed at that one because I've been handling two Nikkis in my life for years now. Mm-hmm. I just have always called you by your last name. So it is kind of odd for me to refer to you as Nikki all the time,
right?
Because I usually always call her by her last name.
Right.
And then he said that he laughed out loud when we got to Tech Tip So Good, It'll Make You Flip Your Chair. He said he actually laughed whenever he got to that. So, and I realized I have not released the footage for that. And this afternoon I was working on getting that video together. That was the second podcast that we recorded, and my setup is completely different. I've had a haircut since then. That seems like so long ago, but really that was just a few weeks ago. Right. But I will get that posted so you all can have the inside scoop about the whole point of the chair being tipped over. So it's a pretty funny story.
It's a good story.
So Nikki's new thing this week was working with editing more tracks, mm-hmm. and doing the podcast. I was working on trying to increase my editing this week, and I have several videos recorded already, and I don't want to just put them out with terrible editing or just basic editing. So I keep holding on to them, waiting for myself to learn the next step and to just make it that much better. So I am holding on to some things. So I am a little bit backed up on releasing some videos. But one of the things I did play around with this weekend, and I think I might have figured it out. So I'm curious to see how my sound is today. I think I have figured out what I was doing wrong with my microphone to make the sound a little bit better.
That's amazing.
I was not realizing that there was a certain side of the microphone based on the settings that I had that I needed to be talking in. And I think I was talking to the back side of it.
Oh.
So I flipped it around and I recorded a video the other day and it seemed to sound better.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that today it'll be the same. So we'll see. We'll see if that's what the trick was and if that's all that it was that I've been fighting against all these weeks. I don't know if I'm going to laugh or cry. I don't know.
At this point,
but it definitely,
all we can do is laugh.
Yes, I guess so. But that is, if that's it, then good grief.
At good least grief we got it.
So we'll see. I am hopeful that it does sound better this time. Nikki reached out to me whenever she was editing the podcast. She said, it is hard to edit your audio because it does sound so muffled. And so I'm thinking that's probably what it was, that I just had it flipped the wrong side.
Yeah.
Because we don't have it set to omnidirectional. So I don't know that it's pulling from every side and it's just pulling from the one side based on the setting that we have it on.
Okay.
So I'm using a Blue Yeti microphone. So if I raise it up here a little bit, you can see. Mm-hmm. And I was always talking in on this side, and this is the back side, I found out. The front side is the side that has the label on it with the mute button and the other. So
interesting.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes. Let's get into our iSpy AI segment. And AI is everywhere, and I came across another form of AI this week. So I thought I'd bring this one up. Part of our background and actually how we met is through something called transcription, which transcription is huge out there for people who want to have the ability to work from home and kind of do a job on the side. There are people who do transcription full time, but it's really a common job for people to want to do just kind of as the work is there, whatever.
Yeah.
So in the schooling that Nikki had in college, I was her teacher and I was her transcription teacher. Mm-hmm. And the last few years, I have spent some time just applying for different transcription jobs because I took classes in it. I took 3 classes in transcription when I was in college. And then I taught it for a long time at the college until we got rid of the ones that I taught because we just couldn't get the books anymore. So there's a need for transcriptionists, but you can't get the materials to train people to be transcriptionists much anymore, which is very odd to me. Last summer, I spent quite a bit of time applying to a lot of different places, but they had shut it down as far as who they were hiring. So they were not really hiring anybody new. I was having some major health issues last summer. I had a big surgery last summer. And so it just kind of fizzled out and I never really followed through with it. I'm looking, though, for ways to give myself something to do this summer and also ways to earn some extra money. So I came across this transcription site that I've actually applied to before. And at that time, they were not hiring. but they're hiring again. And for this specific thing that I was looking at, this is what came up that was new, and this is where it fits in with our AI, is that along with transcriptionists, they're looking for an AI editor. And, you know, Nikki and I were talking a few weeks ago about how AI can just generate and it can listen to somebody speak and then generate a transcript. But people with human brains still need to be able to go through and choose the correct form of the words, choose the correct punctuation, all right. of those things. And that's what this company is actually paying for. And I know this is not the only company. It's just I came across it. They're actually hiring again. So I signed up for their training course. And I've been watching their videos over the last, I'd say last week. It's not that they're long videos. It's really not that long of a process to go through. It's just that I started it and then I got busy and then I picked it back up again. So I've been watching them a little bit, and they started out by talking about how, you know, the computers do such a great job of being able to take a video clip or being able to take an audio clip and just transcribe it. There's nothing that can replace the need for a human being to go through and choose the correct form of the word or to choose the correct punctuation or whatever. And they pay a good amount of money for people to go in and just edit the AI transcripts that are generated. And the software that they were using is very interesting to me. It's called Descript. And this is something that I have not used. It's not something that I had seen before. And I was playing around with this afternoon, and you can just take a video and drag it into the software and it'll just generate the transcription for you. Wow. And then you can go in and tell it how many speakers there are. So for this specific one that I was doing, it was 3 speakers. And so I can say there are 3 speakers, and then they'll play little audio clips when they can detect that the voice has changed. And then they have you tell the computer who that person is. And so I'm not going to talk about specifically what I was doing because I think that's a conflict of interest. And my intention is not to steal the thunder of this company and their training program. But I think that that is so neat. And it was something that I had not taken the time to do before. Also, I was seeing with Descript, they have more than just being able to transcribe things in there, but there is a lot that goes along with that software, where you can do some editing. You can do like what we're doing right now. We're using Riverside to record our podcast, but we were talking recently about maybe looking for something different if the quality wasn't where we wanted it to be. I know today Riverside has been having some issues. There's an error that keeps popping up across the top of my screen telling me there are a lot of users on this right now. Sometimes when everybody gets a hold of a new software, it starts lagging until they can get the support set up. So if we ever needed to swap out and try something different, this looks like it could be a legitimate option for us to try. It works with another software, and I don't remember. I just briefly saw something about it today, but it will record similar to what we're doing right now, where you can do recordings with people from different places where you're not all in the same location, where you send somebody a link and they can hop on and record, just like what we're doing with Riverside right now. There is a lot that is going on in Descript. Now, I am having to pay for a subscription, even for testing out the software and taking the class, because I have to have access to be able to test out what they're showing me in the training.
Right.
So that is interesting. And it's $30 for me to pay for a month of this software. So that is an interesting thing. I'm also having to pay for the class for the training. So that was another $30-something. So about $60 or $70 into this training. But I was just curious to see what they do with it. So I'm going to finish the process here over the next couple of days and just see what happens. I know in the past, it has taken some time for them to get back with you and all that stuff. And again, I'm trying to get this set up for summertime. So I feel like if I go ahead and get this started now, then that'll be better than if I wait until the end of May, which is what I did last year. And at that point, they were all full up. And so it didn't end up working out. But I thought that was interesting. I had not seen the software Descript, and then using the AI part of that was pretty interesting. I really am intrigued by the part where it'll ask you how many speakers there are, and then that you can type in their name, and then it remembers their names as they go through.
That's so really cool.
I thought that was pretty cool. Hey, Nikki, you know what time it is?
Tech tip of the week.
Yes, it's time for a tip so good it'll make you flip your chair. don't have a shortcut for us today, but I do have a tip for us. And this is something that I know that if anybody has more than one Microsoft account for different various reasons or different school accounts, maybe you are a teacher, plus you're also taking grad classes. I know that you and I have both fallen into those categories over the last few years. But sometimes it gets really annoying when you have to authenticate over and over and over again, and you're switching from one account to the other, maybe your personal account to your work account or your work account to your school account or whatever. And it can get really frustrating to keep going back and forth between different accounts. And Google recently, I don't even know when this came out, but I noticed it recently within the last probably year, you can have different profiles set up for Google Chrome. And I use Google Chrome all the time. That is my preferred browser. I'm not a fan of Bing, and Firefox is dead to me. I don't know why, but I prefer Chrome. And so those are the ones that I use. Even Safari for my MacBook, I've gotten to where I just use Chrome because it remembers it when I switch from my HP laptop or my HP laptop or my HP desktop to my MacBook. It remembers it all. And so I do prefer Chrome, but you can go in and set your profile. And so I have one for a work profile. I have one for a Tina Bell LLC profile. I have a Simple Tech Media profile. I have a personal profile, and it remembers all my passwords for those. But when I switch over to the other profile, it doesn't remember it. So they don't cross over. So for my Microsoft account for work and then my personal Microsoft account, I don't have to keep logging in and out of both of those. The one profile remembers the settings for the one, and then the other profile remembers the settings for the other. And it is such a time saver for me. I know this won't affect a lot of people, or I know this won't affect everybody who listens to us, but I do know that this could affect quite a few people. So if you have not set up profiles in Google Chrome, I recommend doing it. And I'm actually going to be putting out a video here this week that shows you how. So be watching for that if you don't know how. But yeah, it saves so much time. Do you use the profiles?
Yes. When we first started doing our Simple Tech Media stuff, I was getting so lost in everything that we use on a day-to-day basis. I mean, we have so many different sites that we go to, so many different things.
Right.
And so I wanted to pin all of those sites for my business accounts, but I wanted all of my work stuff for my job to have those pinned as well. And I wanted to keep everything separate. And so you taught me how to use those profiles. And when I started doing that, it is such a time saver, because when I'm ready to work on Simple Tech Media, I go into my Simple Tech Media profile. All of my pins are there. My passwords are there. My documents, every single thing that I need is right there. And then with literally a click of a button, if I need to go do something for my job, I can just switch right over and everything is still there. I don't have to re-log in, log out. It is such a time saver, such a good, helpful tip.
Right. I showed it to a group of students and they just stared at me like, okay. So I don't know if they just don't understand how helpful it can be, or maybe it's just something that everybody already knows, but it has been so helpful for us being able to switch back and forth between personal work and then now our Simple Tech Media stuff. Nikki, have you pulled up our website lately?
Oh my gosh. I literally pulled up the website yesterday because I was uploading the new podcast, the header.
What is happening?
It's literally so wild. Listen, okay. I really think, and this is one of the things that we've like having to navigate with the site that we're using is I think it's a plugin that we've used that like has updated, but it hasn't like transferred over. When I pulled up the website yesterday, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not even going to try to fix this right now, because hopefully, I'm hoping it's just an error and then I'll just like open it up today and then it'll magically go away. And it didn't. It's still massive.
I opened it up right before this today and I was, okay, well, that's happening and I don't have time to go in there and fix it right now. So we have no IT department. We are it. This is us. Yes. This is everybody who's part of us is right here on this screen right now. Yes. So we get to go figure that out. So if anybody goes onto our website between now and then, just know it has to do with the plugin update. And some of you won't even know what that means, but we've seen it. We're rolling our eyes at it. We're
it happens
sobbing
way too often. Like, oh, you man. Would think, you would think that it would just be like a one and done. Okay, we've dealt with this before. Mm-hmm. We fixed it. No, this happens every single time they update a plugin. And we don't even, there's so many plugins that we don't even know which one is the one that's causing the error. It's just like, oh, let's just go. It's a treasure hunt. Yeah. Let's just go see which one is causing a problem. And then let's try to see if that'll fix it. And then it doesn't. And then everything else gets deleted. It's,
and who really has time to go figure it all out at the drop of a hat? So if anybody shows up on our website anytime soon, we've seen it. We'll get to it at some point.
Just scroll past the header. If you scroll past the header,
the rest of it's
like
fine.
You're gonna take, yeah, it'll take you 20 minutes to scroll past the header. But once you do, everything else is just chef's kiss. It's perfect. But you have to get past the header first.
Yeah.
And we are so sorry.
we'll figure it out. We'll definitely figure that out.
Yes, we will.